Blog Talk Radio. We're having a little bit of technical difficulty again tonight. Sorry about that. If you will hold just one moment, please. I hope that you all can hear me out there. And I'm going to continue on with the program. Sorry for the technical difficulty that we have experiencing tonight. And tonight the word is trust. Trust, coming from the Webster Dictionary, it means belief that someone or something is reliable, good, honest, or effective. And if you're talking about a person, one in which confidence is placed. Yes, the word trust. God, trust God, we need to trust God in darkness. I may have talked about this in the last couple of months, and I felt the need to talk about it again tonight because the things that are happening out there is so important that we trust God through these different journeys, trials and tribulation, or whatever we may be going through. There's so many violent things are happening, so many I would say freak accident happening. just family against family. We must trust God to get through it. And trusting God when there is darkness, it's so important. As Psalm 23 would say, even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. You are with me, your rod, your staff, they comfort me. That's Psalms 23:4. Let me read it from the Amplified Version. Yes, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear or dread no evil, for you are with me. And we must believe that God is going to be with us when we go through these things, when we are in darkness, we go through that valley of shadow of death. His rod is there to protect us, and his staff is to guide us. They will comfort. He will comfort us throughout our journey in darkness. Every follower of Jesus Christ sometimes faced dark days of depression and despair. For a time, you were aware of living presence of the Lord, but the enthusiasticism is dampened by indifference, and you become satisfied with a modern spiritual life. You need a fresh experience with God to drive the darkness from your life. Just one second, please. I am hoping that you all can hear me on the air. You need his Holy Spirit to keep you from becoming insensitive and careful. He's the only one who can restore your intimate fellowship with him. In the darkness of doubt, cling to your faith in an unchanging God. No matter how your mood or emotions fluctuate, God's love for you remains steadfast, strong, and secure. He loves you with an everlasting, unceasing love. And even though you feel far from him, he's always close to you. One benefit of going through the darkness, dark and dark places, is a life, is the appreciation it brings when we once again experience the light and see the sunshine of God's love again. God is able to use even the darkness experience on your earthly journey to the benefit and blessing of others. We have all experience some dark places in our lives. But we know that trusting God, the word trust, we must trust him through those dark places that we will experience through life. And once we trust him, our faith becomes stronger in believing that we're going to get through that dark place. I want to read another scripture. Master, we have worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the net. You remember the story where the disciple was on the boat with Jesus, and Jesus told them to drop the net. Yes, and they had faith. Peter had faith to do that, and he gained stronger faith because he saw what happened, the miracle that happened. Trust. It is so important that we trust God in all that he does. Faith requires trust. Many people think that true faith is an unattainable dream. They will sometimes reluctantly admit that other people's faith is rewarded. but they doubt whether fate will work in their own lives. Yes, we do have that doubt sometimes, but we have to keep trusting in Him. The Bible provides us with sample of proof of reality and the reward of faith in the lives of ordinary people. Yes, there are many places and people in the Bible that teaches us how to trust and have faith in God. And it's throughout the Bible, from the Old to the New Testament. One of the great misconceptions about true faith is that you can simply ask what you want from God and then sit back and wait for it to happen. The disciple once labored hard throughout the night without catching any fish. They were experiencing fishermen and knew that they were experienced fishermen, and they knew that there were no fish to catch. Yet Jesus' words, they let down the net once more. According to the scripture, they caught so many fish that the net began to break, and so their faith was rewarded. Yet they gained their faith back that they had. When you lay a matter before God, you should trust Him so much that you will be willing to accept His will and be obedient to the prompting of the Spirit, yes, of the Holy Spirit. Forget about what other things are say. Trust God unconditionally. Just like He loves us unconditionally, we should trust Him, and He will reward your faith. I'm going to talk some more about trust. Trust the Lord with all your heart, and don't depend on your own understanding. Yes. Right now, my niece was in an accident this past weekend. Her and her husband, members of their family, the deck collapsed, and they all came down from the deck, and all of them were really seriously hurt. Most of them were seriously hurt. I went to visit with her today. She knows God. She loves God, but her faith is shaken because she has so much going on in her life, and this has now put sort of, you know, that expression, a damp on the fire, because she had all of these things already planned. She is in school. She has an internship that she was involved in. Her children were involved in different activities. And now she can't understand why this is happening. She still loves God. She has faith in God, but right now she can't seem to understand. Her faith's a little shaky a little bit because, and she's going through some emotional experience. And it's natural to go through those feelings because here, she has to have surgery on her knee. Her knee was fractured. And it's pretty serious where she's going to be unable to do anything physically once after surgery for 12 weeks. That's 3 months. And plus she has to go to therapy and so on and so on. So pretty much the next 6 months she's going to be quite pretty much disabled and helping and doing things, and even being involved in the things that she was in before. So right now, her faith is a little shaken because she can't understand why this, why now, you know. Nothing is on time the way we want it to be. Nothing sometimes, most of the time, we do have joy and laughter in our life. But sometimes we have those dark places that we don't understand. And that's when we need to trust God and knowing that he'll get us through those things. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't depend on his, on your own understanding, because right now she should not focus on her understanding or her feelings, really her feelings, because she is in an emotional state of being right now. An example of how God wants us to react, like a teammate, have to rely on one another to succeed in any endeavor. They have to have a certain level of confidence in one another and their ability to help succeed. God trusts you enough to put you in his eternal team. He is confident in you because he knows you can do all things to Christ with who gives you strength. So he chooses you to stand along the side of the team as a captain, as Jesus did, and to go on board to win. Win getting through this time in your life. And what better person you need to have as a captain, and knowing that Jesus is on your side, is a part of that team that will get you through whatever you need to get through. And he's going to be on board to win, not let nothing get in the way, even though the things that you're going through, your emotion that you're going through, he will help you to get through those things. Anyone who trusts in God will never be put to shame. As you look back in the journey that you have traveled, recall the times you placed hope and confidence in God. The outcome might not have been exactly as you imagined, but God is always faithful to bring you through. Count each blessing he's given you along the way and consider them stepping stone to a higher level of trust, knowing that if this might be a stepping stone, but he'll get you through and get you through to a level, a higher level of trust. Whatever you are facing today, you can rest assured that his blessing will never stop. That is one assurance that you can always trust and believe. He will walk with you through this journey every step of the way. So trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't depend on your own understanding. That's Proverbs 3:5. That's coming from the NIV version. So today, trust and believe that whatever happened in your family, your friends, your neighbor, or your life, keep trusting, because that's going to give you the faith that you need to get through each and every trial and tribulation and journey that we must face in life. Sorry for the inconvenience again tonight. Don't understand what happened. The music wouldn't stop playing. I hope that you are hearing me. I'm not certain that if you are, I hope that one will call me and let me know that you were able to hear me. Didn't get on the air on time like we're supposed to because of the computer. Sometimes we do have difficulties, so sorry for the inconvenience tonight, and I hope that you enjoyed the message and trust. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Be blessed and have a great week. I hope that you all had a wonderful Mother's Day. And this coming weekend is going to be Memorial Weekend, so be safe and enjoy your holiday with your friends, family, or friends, and be blessed. Tune in again next week. We will have, in the month of June, we will have one of our own widows who lives in Florida. She's written a book, and she will be talking about that book. But it's going to be a closer to Father's Day, but I'll announce the date and time I mean, the date and exactly more information because we're getting ready to go off the air. But be blessed and have a safe Memorial Weekend. Love you. Tune in again next week, same time, 10 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Good night.
The outpouring of your spirit, till I can't take no more. I need you, Lord, right now. Fill me up again. I cannot move on without you. Do like you did way back when. I need you, Lord.